Cases of chronic wasting disease have been slowly increasing among deer in Michigan. Before hunting season this fall, there were 9 cases of the disease. Now, that number has risen to 30 suspected cases. IPR's Morgan Springer reports.
Chronic wasting disease is neurological and found in deer, elk, and moose. Chad Stewart is a deer management specialist for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources.
It is an always fatal disease that deer can contract, and once it's in the deer herd, it stays in the deer herd because it stays in the environment.
Before death, the deer salivate more and become emaciated. As far as health officials can tell, humans cannot get the disease, but the Center for Disease Control and Prevention says people should not eat infected game. According to officials in Texas, chronic wasting disease, or CWD, has been detected in 23 states, including Wisconsin, Illinois, Ohio, and Minnesota. Stewart says in states where CWD has spread in deer, they've seen sharp, permanent declines in the population.
And it is essentially irreversible. So we do not want CWD to spread across our state. We don't want it to get and infect a large percentage of our deer locally.
Until this year, deer with CWD were found only in Clinton and Ingham counties. But now, suspected cases of the disease have tripled, with a few in Kent County and 17 in Montcalm.
Basically, what I think we're finding, especially in Montcalm County, is that CWD has likely been there for several years.
The DNR expects CWD will spread to other counties. Stewart says right now, though, rates are still relatively low in the state, between 1 to 3% of the herd in Montcalm, but the situation will be much more dire if rates continue to rise.
Once you get to about 40, 45, maybe 50% infection in your local deer herd, then you can start to see biological impacts in your deer herd. And at that point, it's completely unrecoverable. You cannot reverse course. And we certainly don't want to get to that level.
If that happened in Michigan, fewer deer could mean fewer hunters and could cost the Michigan economy billions of dollars, according to Stewart. He says the DNR will fight the spread of chronic wasting disease with management. Over the years, they've upped surveillance, used sharpshooters to kill off groups of deer in infected areas, and banned deer feeding and baiting. Stewart says after this huge spike in suspected cases, the DNR will work on a new management plan. He says they'll probably release that plan sometime this spring. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.